Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Rutterstein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to check us out live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple.
All right, it's the Odd Couple.
On a Magic City Monday.
It's the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. And TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast, free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way sports talk radio should be. And TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. I'm all mixed up, man. Let me get my bearings straight. All right, here we go. All right, Rob, we talked about it a little bit with Ephraim Salaam, and a lot of people are already talking about it, and the question at hand is not, are the Denver Nuggets going to win their first championship, but it is, are they at the beginnings of a dynastic run. Sports Illustrated, Rob, The Athletic, both wrote articles saying that they are, you know, bringing that up and kind of saying they've got all the makings of a dynasty. They got the superstar. They got a great sidekick in the second star, Jamal Murray, to Nikola Jokic's superstar. They've got Aaron Gordon and Kentavious Caldwell-Pope and a host of nice young role players. And they're all young. That's the thing. Like, Nikola Jokic, Rob, is 28 years old. Aaron Gordon is 27 years old. Jamal Murray, believe it or not, is just 25 years old. And you know,
I can't believe that, and he's been hurt 2 years.
Right. And Michael Porter, well, you know, when these guys come in early, you know, they're coming in at 19, 20 years of age. And, Rob, yeah. Michael Porter Jr. is 24. So they are very young. And Kentavious Caldwell-Pope, I mentioned him. Now, he's 30, but he's locked up. All these guys, Rob, are locked up under contract. The one guy they might lose is Bruce Brown, who's earned his, you know, his right. He can opt out of his contract, which he should do. And he'll get a nice payday somewhere else because he's, you know, he was the hero or one of them of game 4. And so even when you look at their, you know, guys they got coming down the pike, Peyton Watson, Rob, a nice shooting guard who's young. He's like out of UCLA. He's 20 years old, but they really like him. He's got a lot of talent. So Christian Brown, who I think can step in and fill the role of that Bruce Brown had. So these guys are, I'm sorry, Jamal Murray just turned 26 in February. So he's 26 now, but
okay.
You he's get my young. Gist. So that's why a lot of people are saying that this could become a run, not just a one and done. Your thoughts?
And let me say this. First, Chris, of course, we're broadcasting live from the Blue Wire Studios here in at the Wynn in Las Vegas. But I just think it's too premature. We see this all the time. I know people need storylines and they need to talk about right. something, Chris. And it's logical. I get it. They're a young team. They're on the cusp of winning a championship. And people are already. We remember we talked about it before. And I know this is different. When everybody wanted to crown Chris Paul and Devin yep. Booker was the next Kobe Bryant. You remember that? I yep. mean, like, yep. like it's just people getting ahead of themselves. And that's not to say that they're not good. Chris, if this group wins, I can say this. They might not win back-to-back or three in a row, but this group could win another one. Oh, you know, they could, like, take a step back and then in 2 years win another one, Chris. Like, I think that – because we talk about the Spurs, they never won back-to-back, and they won right. five. Like, you could lose, get another piece, something happens or whatever, and then win again. That's what I think is more realistic for the Nuggets. I just – To sign off and go like, oh, they're going to run the table and win three in a row like Shaq and Kobe, I don't see that. I don't.
I definitely don't see three in a row. And I think I agree with – now, could they come back and win it next year? Sure, they got a shot. Like, they're going – they have the makings. And I mentioned all the ages of the players. So they're young. But they also have a superstar like a Tim Duncan, Rob, and Jokic, who's humble – who's not going to have wandering eyes, who, you know, he creates a great culture in the building. Everybody likes him because he's a team-first guy. He's not braggadocious. Like, you know, all of that, you can't help but like him, as you said earlier in the show. So that helps. But the thing is, Rob, we're now in an era where you have a lot of dynamic duos. Right? You got Phoenix with Devin Booker and Kevin Durant, and we could go on and on. Boston with Tatum and Brown, Anthony Davis and LeBron in L.A. And I think these teams are going to really try to step it up, and they should this summer. What does Phoenix do? If they put the right pieces around Booker and Durant, and we'll see what they do with DeAndre Ayton, but even if they let him go or trade him, you can get something in return for him. I think Golden State is still, their window's still open. If they make smart moves, if they get some size, if they get, you know, Jordan Poole, trade him for somebody else, and then they get their locker room situation straight so that tension between Draymond and Jordan Poole isn't there. Like, Dallas, look, we'll see what they do with Kyrie. Remember a year ago, they were in the conference finals, right? So, Rob, when they beat Phoenix, came back and won four straight, and Giannis was phenomenal, a lot of people thought that would become a dynasty. And so, it shows you how difficult it is, but there are a lot of teams that are going to improve, and they're going to be a handful for the Nuggets to deal with. So, I agree, there's no way you can say dynasty at this point. But Jokic, we've talked about him. He obviously is an all-time great center. Where he ends up ranking ultimately will determine how will be based on how much he wins. And if he keeps winning, then, you know, obviously he's going to be a guy that you put high up on that list. So it's too early to talk dynasty. Sure, they have a shot to win. I definitely agree with you in that they should win another championship. I would be surprised, Rob, if they don't win another one. I'm not saying next year necessarily, but I would be surprised if they don't win at least one more.
I love the team. I love what they represent, what they could do, Chris. I do. And they do have, like, but here's another example. When Giannis won, Chris, oh, they're going to win now,
yep,
right?
That's what I said that's that a, early.
Did yep. you say that? Yeah. Yep. I mean, yep. that, and then somebody, you know, Chris Middleton gets hurt. Yep. Something happens. You know, Jamal Murray, nobody's putting it in the water, Chris. We're not trying to, but he was hurt for 2 years.
Well, that's the thing, Rob. Like, what if he hadn't gotten hurt? Remember, they not only got to the conference finals in the bubble when Murray was healthy. That was the last playoff run before this one that he was healthy. But they beat the Clippers when Kawhi and Paul George were there.
Right. Like, and the Clippers were up 3-1.
Yep. So they aren't going anywhere. I get the talk. I just think you need to wait and see. Because, again, we've talked about this, Rob. In the midst of a series, whichever team wins the last game, everyone thinks they have control of the series. Well, a lot of times, whichever team wins the championship, a lot of people think, you know, they're about to win it again. But it's not easy to repeat. And it's been now, when was the, I get obviously the Warriors were the last team to repeat, but that was with just a super stacked team. But it is not easy to run the table 2 years in a row.
No, big time. I think it's very, very difficult. Too many things happen, Chris. You just don't know. What if LeBron and AD put together something and get the right player or some situation right happen for them, and then they beat them? You know, like you can get knocked out. Or the Clippers 1 year is finally healthy, Chris, right? And they have all their pieces. Or they
win. Yeah, they'd be dangerous if that could ever happen. Absolutely. I mean, I'm looking at, obviously, the Warriors repeated in 17 and 18, and the Heat repeated in 12 and 13. We actually have had a lot of repeats lately, Rob. 2009-10, the Lakers with Kobe, obviously, Pau Gasol. And then before that, in the early 2000s, you, of course, had the three-peat Lakers. Before that, the three-peat Bulls twice. You know, I remember, and you, I'm sure you do as well, when the Lakers, Showtime Lakers, repeated in 87 and 88. And they were the first team in 20 years to repeat. But we have had a lot of repeat champions since then. In fact, the Pistons did it right after them, remember? And then Jordan and the Bulls did it three times. And then the Rockets repeated, and then the Bulls did a three-peat again. So, you know, we'll see. I mean, they might be able to come and go ahead and repeat. It's interesting that the Spurs could never do it, Rob.
Yeah.
You know they had a good culture, you know?
They had the culture. They had the players, Chris. And they won 5 championships, stretch out over 20 years, 18 years, whatever it was. But they didn't. They never won back-to-back, which was always so shocking to think about how hard it is.
Very much so. All right, we're going to throw it out to you guys. 877-99 on Fox. 877-996-6369. Do you think the Denver Nuggets will not only win this season, but are about to start a dynastic run? A dynasty. Your thoughts next on the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic, 'cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, we're live from the TireRack.com studios, the iCouple, brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. You can get a multi-policy discount by combining your RV, boat, ATV, motorcycle, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. Your turn to weigh in on whether or not these Nuggets will become a dynasty.
All right, let's kick it off here with Mark in Sacramento. You're on the Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio. What up, Mark?
What's going on, gentlemen?
What's up, Mark?
How are you doing today?
We are great, man. How are you?
Hanging in there. No. I mean, I think that they're – I like watching them play because they're one of the few teams that play 80s, 90s ball. They play post inside out, not outside in with Joker. I love that kind of ball because he does things from the post. I'm a post guy. I love watching the game. But with that being said, they're a good team. Don't get me wrong. And they're going to win. But I kind of – Rob said something earlier about the Clippers being injured. It wasn't just the Clippers. Look how many of those teams were losing a guy, missing a piece here, missing a piece there on their way through the playoffs, and they might have been the only team that didn't miss a piece headed to the playoffs. All those teams, I felt sorry for all those teams not having their full team. You couldn't really judge it. And that was all the way through the regular season, through the playoffs, trying to see which team was going to be healthy to the playoffs. They happen to be the ones, and even the team they're playing is getting back their third best player tonight.
Right, right.
No, so that's fair. I mean, that way.
Phoenix was without Chris Paul. Go ahead, Rob.
Yeah, but we've seen that before. You know what I mean?
Well, and it may become a more – every year it might become more and more of a problem, Rob, in today's NBA.
Yeah, because we saw that when the Warriors won their first championship, Chris, on their road, there were point guards of guys, their best players being missing. You know, I can't remember the track.
And Kevin Love got hurt in the finals.
You know, yeah, Kevin Love and Kyrie both didn't play, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Kyrie got hurt in game one.
Let's go to Kyle in Houston. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Kyle?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I agree with the last caller. It just needs to pump the brakes on the dynasty. I mean, can you chalk them up in top three for the Western? Of course. Are they going to make the Western Conference Finals every year? Maybe for the next 5 years, whatever. Maybe. But, you know, is that a dynasty now? Because then the Celtics are in the middle of one right now. So,
exactly.
You know, what are we really?
That ain't a dynasty.
What are we chalking that up to? So, I just think it's insane that nobody, you wouldn't even, you go to sports talk, anywhere right now, You wouldn't even know there's a game about to tip off in less than 10 minutes. It's still a game to play. So, you know, to write off the Heat, I really hope they pull it out tonight and send it back to Miami. I'm in the boat with everybody else. I think there's no way this happens. But to be a dynasty when you haven't even – the franchise hasn't even won one yet. You know, you still got one more win to get. And for all this talk, it's just insane to me.
No, I agree. It's premature, and we see it all the time. We've seen it year after year. People need content, so they just look up to talk about. Sean in Sacramento, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Yo, my uncle's from another mother, my brother's behind the board. Shout out to Trooper for standing in for Rob G today, since he's out there kicking it big in Vegas with Big Rob, man. Jeez.
Oh, yeah. Rob G's out here.
I know. Keep your eyes on him, Rob. Keep your eyes on him.
I know. I'm trying to keep him married.
I was going to say, man, hey, maybe Rob need not advise you on what you're doing out there, Rob G. Make sure you keep your nose clean, brother. Well, my take real quick, man, is you got to be careful what you wish for, Michael Malone. All this whining and crying about media not covering you, teams not respecting you, all that goes out the window next year. You are now the hunted. Ask the Heat what happens when all of a sudden you put it out there that you winning not one, not two, not three. All of a sudden you're public enemy number one, and it becomes a lot harder to stay in that number one spot all year long. Do I foresee a dynasty? Possibly, but let's take into account the fact that Murray's knees ain't in the best of shape. Jokic, they're big man, they're superstar. When's the last time a big man stayed healthy for more than 5 years? Look at Giannis, that when he was supposed to be starting a dynasty. I don't see it happening, but on the bright side, I do see them taking this first championship, man.
Oh, yeah, they got this. I don't worry about Jokic's health, but obviously Murray, and I'm not saying I'm worried about it, but look, there's a history there. And so
there's a history that you can't ignore, Chris.
Right, no doubt. So, like, it's clearly premature, but go ahead.
Yeah. Robert, in Georgia, our man Robert, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What's up?
What's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
Good, man. How are you?
How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great, man. I'm just been listening in and just listening. I wanted to say, yeah, I definitely – I'm going to be a sweep with everyone. I definitely don't think that they're going to have a dynasty just because of two quick reasons. The first one is at the beginning of the year, or even when the playoffs started, no one thought they had the board, like one of the fifth or sixth best odds to win a championship. So nobody thought they was going to win. And then secondly, to be honest, they don't even have the best duo in the league. Or I would take LeBron or AD or Kevin Durant and Booker before I would them. They just have a better team, better 8 or 9 man team than those duos.
I wouldn't take LeBron and AD at this stage. Obviously, when LeBron
neither would I.
Prime, yeah, but no, I wouldn't take them over this group now. I mean, Booker and Durant's gonna be 35 in September, so he's not a spring chicken, and he's had injury issues too.
No, Chris, his health and staying healthy, Robert, is the problem with KD.
Right.
Yeah.
And look, Jokic, I mean, we're admitting the dynasty talk is too premature. But
yeah. Thanks for the
Jokic,
call, Robert.
They're a great duo, Rob. They are a great duo.
Yeah.
They're not, Pippen and Jordan where there's no discussion, there's no debate that they might be the best. But they're in that conversation, and a lot of people, I think more, Rob, if you took a vote, I think more people would say that they're the best duo right now in the league, even though it wouldn't be unanimous, of course.
I agree. How about William in Minnesota? You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, William?
Hi, guys.
What's William. Up, man? How are you?
Great. It's way too early. This is their first championship that they're about to win. We need to wait on this all dynasty talk until they've at least gotten back to their second one.
Yeah,
I agree.
No, I mean,
when they're on the cusp of winning their second championship, then you could say, "Hey, if they win this, this team could be a dynasty." I'm totally with you.
Right, right, absolutely.
It ain't automatic. You know how hard it is, Chris, in this league. Too many things can happen to stop you. You know,
the big three in Miami didn't become a dynasty. Really?
Nope,
now, you could say, and you could say that it was because LeBron left after 4 years. They could have, if they had won three straight, people would have called them a dynasty. Or even no three and 4 years, Rob. If they, even if it wasn't three straight, if 3 and 4 years, people would have gave them that. But also remember, Wade was breaking down his body, and so you just can't, you can't. It's hard to predict these things. So
be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
Our next guest joins us from our Fox Sports Radio affiliate, KOA Colorado Sports in Denver. He will join us, Brandon Kristol. Brandon, how are you?
I'm good. Last time I talked to you guys, and Chris, Rob, always good to chat with you, was on the field before Thursday Night Football when I predicted a Broncos bounce-back win after losing to the Raiders over the Colts. We know that Russell Wilson threw a horrendous interception that was a microcosm of the season.
I remember that.
But I expect that Russell Wilson, who should be in the building tonight because they've got their mandatory minicamp this week, he and the Broncos hoping to come anywhere near the success that they think the Nuggets are about to achieve here tonight or certainly later this week.
Well, yeah, we've been seeing that. Wilson, of course, on TV and all that stuff at the games front row. So, yeah, we'll see if this carries over to them. But it must be nuts in Denver right now. I mean, you guys have been – there's no doubt the Nuggets have been a good NBA franchise. You had a lot of great players and a lot of good success, but never even got to a finals. And now here you are on the cusp of winning your first. Like, they must be going crazy in Denver right now.
They are, and – I was asked this question earlier today, and CB, you've been here plenty to cover good basketball teams, especially the Carmelo Chauncey era. They went to the Western Conference Finals, and they certainly have had solid teams throughout lean years like any franchise, but a lot of really good teams. There's a really good New York Times article that was written right before the start of the playoffs saying that the Nuggets are the best franchise to have never played for a championship, you know, because Vikings, Bills, teams like that at least have gotten there. Well, so now they're obviously here, and they've just, you know, made easy work of the Heat, and I don't want to say that it's easy, nor was it against Phoenix or certainly the Lakers in the Western Conference Finals, but they're the best team that's playing the best. They're the healthiest. That's helping. But as you guys know, the Broncos, you know, we're joking off the top, but the Broncos are number one in this town and always will be, and it's a pretty good gap. But as good as the Avalanche have been and as crowded as Rockies games are, this is still a Nuggets town too. And so while they're a solid second, there's a gap there between them and the Broncos. Everybody's hooped at some point. They all understand the game of basketball more easily than the nuances of hockey or how to figure out how to win at altitude in baseball or whatever. And so this city, which had 9 days to build up to the finals, then obviously electric crowds in games one and two, they're going to set the town on fire. Luckily, it's been raining for about a month straight. Apparently, we live in the Pacific Northwest now, because if they set cars on fire, they'll at least get drained, you know, rained on. But no, this city's ready to explode and experience its first NBA championship and another parade.
Let me say this about the Nuggets. It's hard to dislike them. Like, I can't. Like, sometimes you're like, I don't want that city to win. You know, or I don't want to see them win. Or something about, you know, a town or a particular. But what is the feeling? Like, I think people want Denver to win, and like, they like this team. Do you get that feeling nationally?
Yeah, I think so. And talking to friends in other cities that work in media and that don't, right? It's hard to not cheer for the Nuggets. And look, the Heat aren't a foe, especially in the non-LeBron era. And look, I love LeBron. I know you guys are huge fans of how good he is as well. But you can understand the style points being a little lacking when they built the super team down there. Right. So they're easy to cheer for. Jimmy Butler, very easy to cheer for. So it's not, you know, there's not a team to pick against necessarily. But because Nikola Jokic has been so good, and especially to my friends that I said are coast to coast at work in the business or otherwise that just love basketball, that watch him play, they understand how good he really is and how he can affect the game in so many ways. And so because of that, and because the franchise, like you alluded to off the top, Chris, has been good, and over the years, whether it was Alex English and Dan Issel teams or those Melo teams, or even as they've been building up with Joker, with guys hurt around him, they've been solid, and now this team is easy to cheer for, because the more you get to see Jokic's personality, I think people start to understand that he's pretty likable too, even if he's a little goofy or maybe not that easy to access, because he doesn't do a lot of extra interviews.
Well, tell us, Chris, you're there. What is he like? You know, I mean, I don't know how well you know him, but you're around to some degree. What is he like, his personality?
Yeah, he's got a very dry wit, and he's a bit of a prankster and a bit of a smartass. And I think we can all relate to that. His teammates certainly can. And you have to remember, he's still operating in a second language, which he's been over here for 8 years now, and his English is really good. It's not maybe to the level of Dirk's, but we also know that, you know, English is essentially a strong second language in Germany. But, you know, that being said, you can get his personality the more time you spend with him or see the way his teammates talk about him or see him in the locker room goofing around with them a little bit, because he takes forever to come out. It's always an hour after the game. Maybe on the road it's 50 minutes. So he just kind of sits there and he goofs on guys as they're giving interviews at their locker, or you'll hear him just kind of cutting it up with them. And you can tell that while he may not be the guy that's hanging out with his guys the most, because he really does love hanging out with his wife and kiddo and two brothers, he is still the ringleader, if you will. But this is a close team, and it starts with a guy that, you know, he's accessible and can be made fun of and can be coached, similar to the way Tim Duncan was all those years, obviously, with Popovich coaching him really hard. It sets a tone, and then it can trickle down.
Now, let me ask you this. This is the thing. Now, I'm not saying that he didn't get respect, because the guy was a two-time MVP, won two in a row, okay? But I thought this year there was this anti-Nikola Jokic thing out there, because nobody wanted him to win three in a row. He hadn't had playoff success. You know, Michael and LeBron never won three MVPs in a row. You know, and now everybody loves him. Everybody's talking about how great he is. Did you get that sense too? Like, at some point, like, despite he almost averaged a triple-double, but he got trounced in the MVP voting.
Yeah, and I think Kendrick Perkins has to continue to apologize, like he tried.
I didn't mention his name.
But look, let's be honest.
Kendrick, let's be honest, right?
He was out there, Rob. He was out there in front of it. He was the one that inexplicably made it about race when I think that that
was silly.
If you wanted to make it about voter fatigue and even pick on the postseason struggles, but race made it silly, and I don't think that was ultimately the reason. Also, it's worth noting, and Joker admitted this, that he sat five of the last six games because they had the one seed pretty well locked up. They had been since December or early January is officially the number one team in the West. And he did kind of coast on the stretch, the one game they played, because Embiid hasn't played him in Denver since like 2018. Every time it'll be on the second night of a back-to-back like they were in Utah. But I think he even had a night off, and Joel ducked him here. But he had a huge game in Philly that Saturday afternoon in January.
Right.
And it's easier for me to pick on Joel a little less because I went to KU. But I have a hard time saying that I would rather – and anyone that wants to say this, great. But I talked to friends who are Philly fans. There's very few people right now that would want Joel Embiid on their team instead of Joker. And he's kind of – any doubters that were out there – and, Chris, you work with one every morning that he's certainly come around as Nick. And we know that Nick's hatred of Denver starts with Chiefs and Broncos. But – for all of the criticisms of Joker, he's gotten, I think, people that were critical that watched the game closely to come around, and the casual fan that just didn't really know much other than seeing maybe his numbers or that he won awards.
Right.
Look at the way this guy plays. He plays the right way. Similar to LeBron, right? People's issues with LeBron, and it's funny because Denver native Jim Gray's in the building tonight, really just kind of stems from the decision, which also, by the way, raised a lot of money for kids, but that's a different story. Right. But if that's the only misstep of his career, fine. My point is that LeBron plays the right way, and he got criticized for passing up shots, right, for the right shot for a teammate. Well, Joker's cut from the same cloth, and Michael Malone talks about that a lot, having coached LeBron for 5 or 6 years in Cleveland and getting to see him, you know, win two MVPs there. He knows, you know, and that's the other thing, too. KD and LeBron, the way they talk about Joker, game recognizing game, it's you can tell that basketball fans have known how great he is, and now I guess the casual fan is getting to learn it here very quickly.
We got about a minute left for your answer. You've probably seen it nationally. A lot of people are starting to throw out the D word, dynasty, with this team. What are your thoughts on that? Rob and I, look, they potentially, but it's way premature for us to get there. But where are you at on that?
Well, yeah, it's hard to do, right? And the easiest one would be the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes because of how good he is and how good they've been with him. Well, this team's contract situation is such that other than Bruce Brown, who likely will get bigger money elsewhere, Joker's locked up as the highest paid player in basketball. Jamal's locked up. Michael Porter Jr., for better or worse, is locked up. Aaron Gordon's locked up. KCP's got another year. They obviously like Christian Brown and some of the other young guys. So they're remarkably healthy, too. Health matters. But all their guys are healthy right now, unlike, say, Tyler Hero, who's hopefully going to get in the game a little to play a little for Miami tonight. My point being, they're in really good shape to contend and try to become a dynasty. But to sit here and say, oh, we'll see you back here next year for the finals, just feels premature because we know so much has to go right for that to happen. Right. But as long as you have Joker, your championship window should be open.
All right. That's Brandon Kristoff, KOA Colorado sports reporter. Great stuff, man. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys. I'm picking a Nuggets win, so hopefully that's better than my last prediction with the Broncos win over the Colts. Enjoy the game.
That's a hat trick. We all got Denver tonight. All right, man. Enjoy the game. Sources say is next. It's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. We are the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. Brought to you by Irish Spring, the fresh scent of Irish Spring and those sensational Irish Spring suds. They're just the reset you need to own the day. Trust me, I've been using it. It's very good. Irish Spring, when the spring hits you, you're ready. Pick up Irish Spring at your local retailer today. All right, Rob, one of the criticisms of LeBron James, the great LeBron James, has been that he never participated in the slam dunk contest. Well, he gave a quote to a friend of the show, Brandon Scoop B. Robinson, at Bally Sports. And here's the quote from LeBron on why he never got in the dunk contest. I don't think it was something I wanted to accomplish in my career. It's not a goal of mine, and it never was coming into the NBA. To be a part of the dunk contest, you know? Making the NBA All-Star team was.
being the league MVP, winning Defensive Player of the Year, winning NBA championships, those were some goals of mine. The NBA dunk contest was never a goal of mine, so it wasn't something that I had too much passion for. Rob, you've been one of those that's been critical of LeBron for not getting in the dunk contest. What are your thoughts?
I think it's total, it's bogus and BS. Nobody aspires to do that. It's just a part of the NBA selling of the game. That's all it is, Chris. It's for your fans. That's what an all-star. I'm sure did he want to go to the all-star game and play in a 40-point blowout? Is that what was part of his? It's just a part of the game. It's nothing. It's nothing like that you would dream about or anything to me. But you do it to help the game and to help sell the game. That's what the All-Star Weekend is all about, the three-point shooting contest. Steph even participated in that. He's one of the great shooters. He let his fans down. His LeBron James fans, Chris, wanted to see him partake in that. That's all I'm saying. I don't think that it was anybody saying, oh, yeah, LeBron, I can't believe he never won the slam dunk contest. That's going to be a demerit. Or I can't believe he never dreamt about that as a kid. That's not it. I think he missed an opportunity for his fans. That's all.
Yeah, I feel differently because I just got to be honest. I don't think LeBron would have been great in the dunk contest. He may have won just because he was LeBron. I mean, if it was a weaker field, you know what I mean? He might have won because he's LeBron James. But people already say LeBron's game is like a Mack truck and it's not that pretty and all that. I just don't think he would have. You look at some of the best, Vince Carter, Michael Jordan, Dominique. I mean, Aaron Gordon. Like, I don't think LeBron, he's just not as graceful as some of those guys. Now, and I mentioned Aaron Gordon, nobody thinks of him as particularly graceful. I do think, Rob, for LeBron to win the dunk contest, or put on a good show, let's put it that way, he would have had to do what Dwight Howard did, which obviously Dwight's not the most graceful guy. But Dwight was so creative, if you remember that. I thought he put on one of the best shows in the history of the contest. He's throwing it off the side of the backboard, catching it and dunking, Superman cape, like all the things. I mean, he knew I can't win it because my dunk's going to look better necessarily than everybody's. So I have to just do these amazing feats that people haven't thought of before. And he won it. And Aaron Gordon, I'd say more graceful than LeBron and Dwight in terms of his dunking, but he used props. You know, he used the mascot. And now, yeah, okay, LeBron, I guess, could have done that and come up with those types of creative things, but most guys don't think of things like that. So you get what I'm saying, Rob? Like, I don't think he would have been great in the dunk contest, so it never really bothered me that he wasn't in it. And I'll be honest, if I'm a LeBron James and I'm regarded as the best player in the world and I'm supposed to be the next Michael Jordan and all that, if I know, LeBron's never told me this, so I don't know what he thinks about his dunking ability. But if I feel inside, like, look, I'm a great game dunker, which he is. I'm dunking on people with power. That's what I do. But I'm not going to come out here and do what Jordan did or Kobe. I would rather not be in it then go out and play, in the contest and not put on a good show.
Chris, I think you're way overthinking it.
How?
I don't think that LeBron really, because you just talked about Dwight Howard and you could have come up with one time and did it one time, give your fans what they wanted, what people just wanted to see you compete in it. LeBron is a competitor. He would have come up with an idea to do something creative.
That's an assumption. I mean,
I'm just saying, I don't think it's that like, oh my God, what routine will I have? I can't wear a cape because Dwight Howard did that or whatever.
No, I'm not even saying after Dwight. I'm just saying,
I don't think
like nobody had ever thought of the things Dwight did. I don't think you should just assume a player could think of those things. I mean, Dwight obviously put a lot of thought in it. I just don't think LeBron, I think he's a great game dunker. I don't think he would have been a great dunk contest dunker. There's a lot of guys like that. All right, we got an hour left. Man, the Miami Heat can't hit the side of the backboard. Or they can. That's the problem. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts. If you dare.
Top Thrill 2 is like no other course. Two 420-foot vertical speedways, three launches.
All right, let's talk strategy.
Copy that, driver. Go for maximum acceleration off the start.
Measure that.
You've got a short straightaway to push from 0 to 74 on the first vertical speedway.
And what about the rollback?
Rollback will set you up for an explosive reverse climb 420 feet in the sky so you reach 0 G's in total weightlessness.
420 feet of straight-up speed. Let's get it.
Top Thrill 2, the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch strata coaster. Get your tickets at CedarPoint.com.